And I today want to speak about God hung his gift on a tree. Now, Christmas time, people are hanging gifts on trees, okay? But when God came to do that, he hung his gift on the tree. Well, what am I talking about? I'm talking about the cross. God hung his gift. Who's his gift? What's his gift? Jesus. He hung his gift on the tree. Now, let me stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance and say to you that the Old Testament, now you can check this out, check it out. The very last word of the Old Testament is curse. And when Jesus begins his teaching ministry to the multitudes, there in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, his first word is blessed. What a contrast between the covenants. The old covenant, cursed. The new covenant, blessed. Isn't it lovely? It's totally lovely. Now, if you consider the curse came when Adam fell. Our race was cursed when Adam fell. And there are at least, I've noticed, at least five aspects to the curse. First of all, there's bondage. Second of all, there's ground, the ground that's cursed. Then there's the death sentence that comes with the curse. And then there's shame. And finally, separation from God. And today, as you listen to me, you are either under the curse or under blessing. Hey, listen, you're under the curse or under blessing. Are you a believer? No, I'm not a believer. Well, you're under the curse. Oh, I know that's not popular. I'm not supposed to say things like that. But you're under the curse. If you're saved, you're under the blessing. If you've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, as trusted him as your righteousness, you're blessed. You're blessed. Hey, what kind of relationship do you want with God? Do you want one where you're living your life out under a curse? Oh, you do want to live your life under the blessing. Hey, it's a no-brainer. Look, so I have some really wonderful news about what God has done about the curse. He's given us a gift, the gift of himself in the person of the Son, and he hung his gift upon the tree. What tree? The cross, the cruel, wicked cross. His gift is Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Do you want to turn there? Galatians chapter 3. Now you'll find Galatians in the New Testament, and you can get to Corinthians, and then you get to Galatians just before Ephesians chapter 3. Will you hear this? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. This is verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. What did Christ do for us? At the cross, he became a curse. He was made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Wow. God has done something about the curse. He, in the person of his Son, took the curse. Now, remember, I mentioned five aspects to the curse. So let's look at these aspects of the curse in the light of redemption. The first part of the curse was bondage. Mankind is in bondage. Romans 3, verses 10 to 12. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. No, not one. No, not one. None righteous. Oh, my. We've all turned aside. We're in bondage. No one is able to keep God's law. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I keep his law.
No, no, let's be honest. The first commandment is this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind. Do you do that? Do you love God with all your mind? I don't. I don't know anybody who does. I'd like to. Oh, I'd love to. And I try to think about him all the time, but I don't. Neither do you. There's the curse comes upon you. You're not able to keep God's law. You're in bondage outside of Christ. I don't love God with all. Do you? Love him with all? Come on, be honest. Be honest. Come on, be honest. You don't have to live in hypocrisy anymore. We're in bondage outside of Jesus. In bondage to sin. Hello, how many people are going to this Christmas? They're going to just be blind drunk. That's bondage. I know other people, decent people, nice people, in bondage to gambling. And in bondage to pornography. Look, Jesus was arrested, and the first thing they did to him was bind him. That was a picture of our bondage being. We don't have the ability to break those bonds by ourselves. And they took him as a prisoner. Check it out in Mark 15, verse 1. And at the cross, he broke the power of sin. That's what he did. He became a curse. He broke the power of sin. You can't be cursed, since he was, if you're his, if you're a believer, if you've trusted him. He took the penalty of sin. Fall in love with Jesus. Look, consider Jesus, and you will learn to hate sin. I'm not saying you'll be sinless, but you will learn to hate sin. You'll see the reality of the breaking of the power of sin in your life. You don't have to live in bondage through Jesus. Jesus will deliver you. He'll break that bondage. Yeah. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. Oh, do you ever sing that old hymn? Marvelous. But listen, in the curse, the very ground was cursed. And Genesis 3:18 tells us that it would bring forth thorns. Did you hear that? Oops. Genesis 3:18. Bringing forth thorns. Think about the cross. As Jesus hung upon the cross, he wore a crown of thorns. Yeah. The ground was cursed. It's going to bring forth thorns. And here's Jesus taking our curse and wearing thorns upon his brow. It's a graphic picture of Jesus taking the curse, that those thorns pierced him and wounded him. And this is God's gift. This is the Almighty's gift. He hangs his gift upon a tree. See, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled on. Did e'er such love or sorrow meet? Or thorns compose so rich a crown. This is the Father's gift, Galatians 3:13. He hung his gift on a tree. He cursed his son so that he wouldn't have to curse you. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How will he not freely with him give us all things? With him give us all things. You don't have to be cursed. Why don't you come to Jesus? Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why don't you come to him? When? Today. No. As you're listening. If you need any help, email me. miles@milesmckee.com. Something else about the curse. The curse brought a death sentence. Romans 6:23 says the wages of sin is death. Wow. The total, listen to me, if you're not saved, that's the sum total of your earnings after a life of sin. What is? Death. That's what you've earned. Death. Death. And we're talking here about eternal death. We're talking about a lake of fire. But Jesus died and he took the punishment of the curse to his own self. He bore his our sins in his own body on the tree. 1 Peter 2:24. Christ took the punishment that we deserve and he took it as he hung upon the cross. This is the Father's gift. He hung his gift upon a tree. He cursed his own son so that we would have the blessing. So which do you want, cursing or blessing? You don't have to be under the death sentence. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Now you're listening really well, and we're moving very well through this. But the fourth part of the curse, you ready? The fourth part of the curse was shame. And did you know that sin always brings shame? Back in the Garden of Eden, before the fall, our first parents were naked and they were not ashamed. But sin came in and they were ashamed and they hid. And man has tried to be in hiding ever since. Jesus came and Jesus was hung upon a tree and he was left open to shame and public disgrace and open exposure to the contempt of man. Did you know that when he hung upon the cross, he was hung there naked? That's a picture of our sin. We say, what's so shameful about being naked? Have you ever noticed? I've noticed this all the time. People who So something happens, have an accident, the clothing accident, they try to cover their nakedness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You don't have to be taught that. Nakedness brings shame, and Jesus hung naked on the cross. He was condemned in our place, in my place, he stood. Bearing shame and scoffing, rude, condemned, and in my place he stood. He sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah. What a savior. Jesus is God's gift, and he hung his gift upon a tree. You don't have to be ashamed anymore. Your sin, the sins that cast long shadows, and you're ashamed. You don't, if you're a believer, you don't have to be ashamed. We don't have to be ashamed. Sure, I've done things of which I'm ashamed. If I didn't understand redemption, but Jesus has taken my sins and he has wrapped them up and cast them away, thrown them away. They don't exist. He has cleansed them. He's removed them. And that's the same truth for every believer. Every believer. Oh, yeah. Jesus has been made a curse so that we can have the blessing. So, which do you want, shame or blessing? Shame or blessing? Our sin is washed away. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put your trust in that. The next thing is this fifth part of the curse, alienation from God. Alienation from God. Isaiah 59, verse 2. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and God. Hey, a separation. The unbeliever is separated from God. And if you're an unbeliever, you cannot depend upon God's help in your situation. I have to not laugh, but in amazement, you meet these God-hating people who never crack a Bible open, who never, ever would darken a meeting house to hear the gospel, and they wouldn't believe in Jesus or anything. When something goes wrong, and they say, well, where was God? Well, where were you? Where was God? Is God supposed to take care of the people who are not in covenant? Hey, listen, I know he's kind and he's good, and sometimes you don't have to be in covenant, and he seems to just bless you anyway, but he's only supposed to be taking people, helping people who are in covenant with him. Do you hear me? People who've trusted him. Listen, we've trusted him. And we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what the future holds, but he's in charge, and we're content to know that. We're very happy to know that. We're no longer alienated from God. We are no longer separated from God, because God hung his son, his gift, on the tree. Christ became a curse. He hung between heaven and earth like a disinherited son. And in the 3 hours darkness, he hung there alone. And the Father didn't intervene to help him. Did you hear me? The Father didn't intervene. Jesus was separated, the God-man separated. And that's why he cries out, my God, why? You know, Jesus never referred to the Father as my God until the cross. It was always my Father, our Father which is and our which art in heaven. It was Father to see the relationship. But here at the cross, Jesus has become this wretched ball of wickedness. He's taken it. He wasn't a sinner, but he was treated like the worst sinner who had ever lived. And in the midst of it, he calls, oh, my God, why? Oh, the Father hung his gift on the tree. He cursed his son so that we would have the blessing. Huh. You don't have to be separated. Do you hear me? You don't have to be separated. No. No. This should give you confidence to go near him. He's broken the power of sin. He's taken the penalty of sin. He took the curse of sin. You don't have to be separated. You don't have to live your life separate from him. No. We have confidence to go to him because of what Jesus has done. Knowing that Jesus became a curse for the believer should give us confidence to ask for mercy. Look, mercy. Won't you ask him for mercy? I wish I could show you. Unbeliever who's listening to me, I wish I could show you how wicked sin is, but how wonderful mercy and grace are. And he's waiting to give you mercy and grace. Oh, you say, Brother Miles, I wouldn't deserve that. I don't deserve that. You know, that's true. You don't deserve it. And that's why you get it. Yeah, the Father hung his gift on the tree, and the gift is Jesus. Take him as your Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The curse is removed. The curse of bondage. Bondage to sin. Enslavement to sin. The curse on the ground has been taken. He wore the thorns in his brow. The curse of death. The death sentence is taken away. We have eternal life, and we believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have eternal life. Shame is taken away. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, condemned and in my place he stood, sealed our pardon with his blood. Hallelujah. What a Savior. And the separation is dealt with. Yeah, we're no longer separated because God hung his gift on the tree. And that's the gospel truth.